Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve a great God, the Almighty Father. Nobody greater than you, Lord. Nobody holier than you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Press one, Apostle. Hallelujah. Press one, Apostle, on your phone. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Moko sheba kade eku nama kadirioko. Ane eku sheba kadirioko. Sheba kade okurabaka she. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Papa. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you are mighty. Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are great. You are awesome in all your ways. Ain't nobody greater, nobody holier, nobody mightier than you, my King. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you this morning. We bless you. You are our King. You are our Father. Nobody greater than you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to our King, our soon coming King. We just bless you this morning. Woo, we just come to give you praise. We come to honor you. You are Lord. You are King. You are Abba Father. Ain't nobody greater than you are King. Nobody greater. Nobody holier. You are holy. You are righteous. You are King of Kings. You are Almighty Father. You are Almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Moko sheba kadirioko sheba kade. Ane eku sheba kadirioko sheba kadirioko. Ane eku sheba kadirioko sheba kade. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just praise you this morning. We bless you this morning. We call you Lord. We call you King. We call you Abba Father. We call you Shepherd. Father, we thank you for your holy presence this morning. Nobody greater, nobody holier than you. You are almighty. None like you, none like you, oh God. Oh, Father, have your way on Bible Storyland this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord. You are Lord of our lives, Jesus. We call on your name, Jesus. Jesus, you have cast out Prince, the prince of this world, and defeated him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you have spoiled principalities and made an open show of them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bind the prince of the power of the air in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bind and rebuke Beelzebub, the prince of demons. We bind the principalities and powers in our regions in the name of Jesus. We say get up and get out of our regions right now in the name of Jesus. We command the principalities to come down in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your warring angels against the demonic prince in Jesus' name. Smite the princes as the days are old in Jesus' name. Bring the iniquity of every profane prince to an end. And remove the diadem from his head, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lead the princes away, spoil, and overthrow the mighty in Jesus' name. Make the nobles, like Oreb and Zeba and all their princes in the name of Jesus. Zeba and Zalmunia pour contempt upon the demon princes, O Lord. Cut off the spirits of the princes, Father God. We rebuke and bind the princes that would speak against us in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and bind all princes that would persecute us in the name of Jesus. Bring the princes to nothing. Punish the princes with your power, O God. You are holy God. You are righteous God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for what you've done and what you're about to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you. We honor you this morning. Oh, Father God, we just come before you, bringing everyone that's on Bible Story Land, everyone who will be on, everyone who will listen later before you, oh, God. Have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are holy and you are righteous and you are faithful. And we thank you that you are with us this morning. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we just praise your name. We bless your name. We honor you this morning, oh, God. Truly, you are King. Truly, you are Lord. You are Abba, Father. You are holy, holy God, holy God. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day on Bible Storyland. We are honoring the head of families that God chose to be the priest of the family. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. We acknowledge and honor the fathers this morning, the prince of their houses. You know those, the men that God called forth. What is a father? Have you ever thought about it? What is a father? All of us have a father, or all of us have had a father. A father is a male parent. He could be a father-in-law, a father, or an adoptive father. Any male ancestor that, especially the founder of a race or a family, family line, a man who exercised paternal, in the name of Jesus, paternal protector or provider, that's a father. So we're honoring fathers this morning, and we are thanking the Lord for fathers this morning. Any male ancestor, especially the founder of a race or a family line, a male who exercised paternal protector or provider, a person who originated or established something, one who begat. Now, Webster said a father is a man who has begotten a child. And he says God is the first person of the Trinity. Christ said in John 16:27-28, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I am come from God. I came from the Father, and I am come into the world. Again, I will leave the world and go to the Father. 2 Corinthians 6:18, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You know, God's word is so great and so awesome, so powerful. His word is what he honors above his name, and so do we. So this morning, we're honoring the Lord's word above his name. We're giving him glory, praise, and thanksgiving, because truly he's with us on Bible Storyland every week. We are blessed by his presence. Every week we are blessed by the almighty presence. I thank the Father for being with us. And you know what? It's the word of God is so true. It's so true. And it says in the word of God that, you know, he is our Father and he's faithful to us. Yes, he is. He is so faithful to us. So I thank the Lord this morning that he is faithful to us. He's faithful to you. He's no respecter of persons. He's faithful to me. We honor the Father of all fathers today. God is our Father, the one who created us. And you know what? He created us in his image. He didn't have to do it. He did not do it. But he did. So I thank the Lord for my, my birth father who's gone on to glory. But I also thank the Lord for God. He is truly our Father. He's our King. He is the Lord of lords and nobody greater. You know, sometimes human beings think they're greater than God, but it's nobody greater. Nobody greater. He is an honorable God. He is our Lord. He is our King. He's our shepherd. So, you know, the word of God is true, and it says that the Lord is our shepherd. He is our Father. Listen to this word. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. This is what Jesus said. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I'm going to read again. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. You know, he is our Father. So today we are honoring Father God on Father's Day on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each one of you. And we are honoring our birth fathers as well. And we have Sister Pat on with us, Sister Pat Pleasant. She's going to say a prayer for the fathers this morning. I thank God for her. Go right ahead, Sister Pat.
Good morning, listeners, Sister G.
Morning.
Father God, we do thank you, Lord God, for our fathers. We thank you for those that have passed, those that have gone on, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, for their memory. We thank you for our Father God, hallelujah, who will never leave us nor forsake us. You know, he's always with us, Lord God, as Sister G said. And we do thank the Lord for that, Father. But, Lord, we pray for fathers that are here now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be men of God, men of valor, men of integrity, strong men, men that love the Lord, love their wives, love their children. Father God, that they will provide very well for their family in Jesus' name. Lord God, we pray a hedge of protection over fathers everywhere in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless them, Lord God. And let the fathers that rule well in their home, Lord God, let them be really, really celebrated and honored this weekend because this is their day. Hallelujah, the day that you gave to them. So, Lord, we just bless fathers everywhere. We pray for those fathers that have left their children, Lord God, for whatever reason, Father God, in Jesus' name. But we pray, Lord God, that you would send them back into their families' lives in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, prick their heart, soften their hearts, Lord God, so they can turn towards you so that they can love their wives and children in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord God, for being our great Heavenly Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, we just thank you for fathers, that we cover fathers in your blood, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank you all for that prayer this morning. You know, we serve a great musician. Father God is a great musician. He created music, and he loves it when we sing songs unto him. This morning, we're going to worship the Lord in songs and praises unto him. Psalms 100. 1 and 2 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. This morning we have some great musicians on us who love to worship the Lord with instruments and voices of praise. We have Minister Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. We're here in Nashville, Tennessee, where we've had a wonderful women's conference. Oh, my goodness, Kirk Carr was the special guest last night, night before last, and did he sing. Now, you know how some famous people will come, sing two or three songs, and let that be it? He sang almost every song that he ever wrote. Oh, we had a wonderful time in the Lord. It's been great. We've got women from all over, from Maryland, from everywhere. Now, my cousin Jackie usually comes, but she wasn't able to come this time. But we have had a ball. But let me tell you what, it's time for our first workshop to start, so I'm going to have to go to class. But I wanted you to know that I love you and that I'm praying for your service this morning, and I know it'll be wonderful.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you. Thank you for being on. Jackie's on, too.
All right. Well, I'm going to listen as long as I can, but when my class starts, I'm going to have to turn it off, okay?
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you
for being on. Bye-bye. Jackie. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you? She's on. She got that phone on mute. Jackie, your phone's on mute.
Okay. Sorry about that, Sister G.
Good.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Well, you heard your cousin. They miss you in...
Hold on 1 second. Can I get a coffee, a large coffee with 15 blenders and 5 cream sausage biscuits?
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, Sister G. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Give me a... pancakes and sausage.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Okay, darling.
Hallelujah. What you gonna sing,
Sister
Jack?
G.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I need just a little more Jesus.
All right. We're ready to hear it.
Okay. I need just a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus, Lord, to help me along the way. Whoa, I need just a little more Jesus. Lord, to help me along the way. I said I said too much, and I got so mad, I almost cussed. Lord, my mama didn't treat me that way. Lord, I need a little help today. I need just a little, Lord, to help me along the way. Lord, I need just a little more Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I need just a little more Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I need just a little more Jesus. I need just a Lord to help me along the way. Amen.
Yes, indeed. I don't know about y'all, but I do too. I need a little more Jesus, just like you. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Awesome.
Thank
you.
I hate I missed that conference because we have to go 1 year. I'm going to have to get you to go with me to that conference. We really have a good time up at the Southern, I think it's the Consolidated Southern Baptist Conference. Was it? Okay. Consolidated Southern Baptist Conference. I think that's what it is. But anyway, I don't have it right. Donna, she's got it together. She knows the name of it. I got a lot of friends that go there and everything. I have a good time.
Amen. All right. Well, as the Lord leads, hopefully I'll get to go if he says so. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Sister D.
Thank you,
then. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, continuing right along, we have a great musician on with us from Houston, Texas, Karen Itell. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Miss Parita, on this wonderful Father's Day weekend?
Doing great. I'm blessed. Blessed of the Lord. And thanking him every day for waking me up. What are you going to sing this morning?
I am going to do This Is My Father's World.
Amen. That's what you're going to play. I'm sorry. I didn't mean sing. I meant play. This
That's
is
okay.
My Father's World. Amen.
All right. Thank you.
Father's world. Yes, he is our creator. He is our creator. He is a great creator. He is our king, our father, our Lord. I thank the Lord for that. This is my Father's world, and I need just a little more Jesus. Yes, we do. Well, our next song is Minister Stacy Holman from Jacksonville. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. What? Amen.
Amen. What you going to sing?
Lord, you are awesome.
All right. He is that.
Yes, he is. Amen. Give him praise and glory. Amen. Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you are awesome. Yeah, Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you are awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. Lord, Lord, you are awesome. Say it again, Lord, Lord, you are awesome. Yeah. Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you are awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. Lord, Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you are awesome. Yeah, Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you are awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know, Lord. I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know. I don't know where I'd be without you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you're awesome. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Stacy. He is awesome, and he is our Father. We're celebrating Father God today, as well as the one he created to be fathers of the earth. Well, I thank the Lord for all of those songs this morning. I need just a little bit more Jesus. This is our Father's world. And, Lord, you are awesome. Oh, yeah, you are awesome, oh, God. Well, this morning we have another woman of God on, a minister. Her name is Minister Martha Lee. She's going to introduce our speaker this morning. I thank God for her coming on at the last minute, my request. Oh, God is a good God. Good morning, Minister Lee. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. No problem.
Amen. We're ready for the introduction of our speaker.
Amen. Good morning, saints of God. I will give you a brief summary this morning of the Apostle Carol S. Bowe. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before them. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty God we serve. This morning I'm going to introduce Apostle Carol S. Bowe. The Lord called Apostle Carol S. Bowe to the ministry at the age of 16 years old. And I just thank God for her this morning. She operates in each area of the fivefold ministry. She is ordained in each one. She just doesn't claim the titles. She is called, chosen, and ordained in each of the fivefold ministry. She's an ordained apostle, an ordained pastor, evangelist, an ordained teacher, and an ordained prophetess. And I just like to thank God for her this morning. She's a graduate of Bethune-Cookman University. She's now in college obtaining her master's degree. Apostle Bo has one daughter, and her name is Kirsten. And what I like about Apostle Bo is I introduce her to you all. If you want to know what thus says the Lord, she would not sugarcoat it. She will tell you the truth. If you're not sure you want to hear the truth, then don't ask, because she's going to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, the whole unadulterated gospel of the Lord. And I just thank God for her again this morning. Hallelujah. I introduce to some and I present to others, none other than the Apostle Carol S. Bowe. Thank you, God. Thank God for Apostle Bowe.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Martha Lee. We appreciate it. That was a beautiful introduction. I thank God for you.
Thank
you, God. I want to tell you, I first met Apostle Bo last November at a women's retreat. And I tell you, we had an awesome time. Apostle Bo, she was used of the Lord at that retreat. And then I went to another retreat again around the 1st of May. Oh, my God, it was awesome. Both of them were just so awesome. And she's a mighty woman of God, sold out for the Lord. She's an international speaker. So I thank God that he allows her to travel around the world. And he goes before, he goes with her, and he goes after her. So I thank God this morning. She also has a prayer line, 5:30 a.m. Monday through Friday. I thank God he allows me to get on there sometimes and praise him and honor him with the saints of the Most High, 5:30 a.m. And you know what? As busy as Apostle is, she presses her way and she get on and she bless us. Oh, my God. Does she bless us? She speaks blessings over us. So I thank God for this mighty woman of God. And, you know, she accepted my request at the last minute, just a few days ago. But I thank God she said yes, yes. So here she is. Apostle Carol S. Bowe. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, great, great. How are you?
Amen. I'm doing fine. Doing well. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Can you hear me clearly?
Let God have his way. Let God have his way.
Amen. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes.
Thank the Lord for being
apostle.
Amen. Thank the Lord for being here this morning on Bible Story Land, amen, with Sister G and all the saints of God. I just really appreciate you getting up this Saturday morning, yet giving God praise. Amen. Even if you press your way all week, had to work or, you know, had to go to ministry or in conferences, taking care of children and grandchildren and just being about the Lord's business. So I appreciate you coming on this Saturday morning. I know it may have been a press, but thank God that you, amen, are counted in the number this morning to be on Bible Storyland. And we just thank the Lord for Sister G and all that God is doing in her life and her ministry. And all of you that are out there listening this morning, I just bless the Lord for, amen, for we're about to celebrate our upcoming Sunday, Father's Day, amen. And shout out to all the fathers, blessings upon them, amen. But I do have a word this morning for you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Colossians 3, amen, 3:16. And one, as we're praying, even for fathers, you know, let's begin to lift up the fathers, even in the land. Amen. Fathers that have, you know, maybe abandoned posts for whatever reason. Amen. Our children need their fathers. A mother can be a mother, but one thing we can never be a father. We can give the children, we can do for them. But I learned, even as a single parent, the father has to be there, amen, in some form. And so we need to pray even for those fathers that may have not be there with the children or for whatever reason, amen.
we forgive them, but let's pray that fathers be returned into their rightful position in these children's lives. Amen. And for the fathers that are standing strong, amen, that the Lord will give them strength. The Lord will empower them to press forward, because it's the enemy that's after our family, saints. It is not the person or the individual. And one thing I've learned, it's the enemy. The enemy is after our homes. He's after the children. He's after the institution of marriage. He's after the whole covenant that God has given us and blessed us with. So even on this weekend, as we're celebrating fathers, let's continue to lift up fathers all over the country, all over the land. The Lord will strengthen them and empower them and encourage them. Amen, saints?
Amen.
All righty now. Hallelujah. The word of God this morning says in Colossians, amen, 3:16, say, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all this in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, my God, obey your parents in all things. For this is well pleasing. Somebody said well pleasing.
Well pleasing.
Yes.
He said, for this is what well pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Now I want to look back at the word of God in Colossians 3:16. What is he saying for us? Amen. I mean, one problem I hear with many people, I counsel many people, talk to many people. I often tell people, When it comes to fathers or mothers, vice versa, fathers, mother, and children, we have to learn how to forgive. In family, period. We have to learn how to forgive, whether it's the father, whether it's the children. Because one thing it is the enemy that don't want us to forgive. Hello, somebody. The enemy don't want us to forgive our fathers. The enemy don't want to forgive the children. So it is the enemy. But the word of God tells us if we do this here, hallelujah, we'll be able to forgive them. He said, what? Let the word of Christ dwell in us, what, richly? If we have the Spirit of God and he dwells inside of us, that he enables us to forgive fathers that may have abandoned you. He enables us to forgive children. He may enable us to forgive fathers that may have hurt you. Hallelujah. Or mothers that may have walked out your life ever. Because the Spirit of God dwells in me. He enables me to forgive you. See, in my own strength, I can't forgive. But only in the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, when the Spirit of God dwells in me, I choose to forgive. Say this morning, I choose to forgive.
I choose to
Hallelujah. Open up your mouths and block these phones and say, I choose to forgive. Hallelujah.
To forgive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We choose to forgive. How can we forgive her?
Yes.
How can we forgive somebody that's walked out on us? How can we forgive somebody that never been there? Hallelujah. Maybe your father just died early. Some people, parents just died off. Amen. Fathers may have died off and anger sets in. Amen. But the word of God tells us if the Spirit of God is in our heart, then we can love. Amen. How can we do this? According to Colossians 3:16, he said what? Let the word of God dwell where? In your richly. In you richly. In all what with teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father and the Father by him. Amen. So the word of God is telling us this morning, hallelujah, that when Christ dwells in our heart, we can what? Forgive. Let the word of God, come on, open your mouth and say, let the word of God dwell in my heart richly.
Let the word of God dwell in our hearts richly.
If the word of God is dwelling in me, then he enables me to forgive everyone that's hurt me. He's enabled for me to forgive everyone that's walked out on me. Y'all ain't talking to me. He enables me to forgive, hallelujah, my family, amen. The enemy don't want us, amen, to forgive our families. But all the Spirit of God dwells in our hearts this morning. Hallelujah, for we are the children of God, and the Spirit of God enables us to forgive and walk in love.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
How do I know that? Brother Jeremiah 29:11. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say I'm not a mistake.
Hallelujah.
Not a mistake.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, glory be to God. We are not mistakes. Amen. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, that regardless of what happened to us, amen, we can just begin to pray for our spiritual fathers, our spiritual mothers, our families. The Bible says, blessed are what? The peacemakers. And this morning, we are what? The peacemakers. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. We are the what? Peacemakers. Someone come on, say, I am a peacemaker.
I'm a peacemaker.
Hallelujah. Peacemaker, amen. I'm a peacemaker in my family, not the hellraiser, but I'm the peacemaker. I'm quiet, my peace. The Spirit of God dwells in me. Oh, glory to God. And here it ain't with me to forget you. Oh, here it ain't with me to love you. Oh, my God. Why did I know that I'm not a mistake? Because according to Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord says, I got a plan for you. Amen. And how many of God can use the hurt? He can use the abuse and misuse. He got a plan for everything. Hallelujah. In our lives. Every hurt, every pain, every disappointment. Why? Because according to Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord says for you today that's on this line, for I know the thoughts that I have think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you what? An expected. To give you a hope again. So no matter how things may have turned out when you were growing up, no matter who walked out on you, no matter who left you, no matter who disappointed you, oh God said, I will use all of that to give I will use all of it for my glory. My God, I am God. He said, I'll use it for my glory. The Lord said, for I know the plans that I have for you. And there's something how many know. I love this in life. Hallelujah. When you're going through something, many times you're just not going through for you. You're going through because God want to give you a testimony. You're going through because somebody has come out on your testimony. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm going through for myself, but I'm going through this so I can teach other people how to love. Y'all ain't talking to me. I mean, so God will use you.
Hallelujah.
He will use you as an example. He said, well, God, why am I going through this? Why are all these things happening to me? He said, I got to have a living witness in the earth.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He said, I got to have a living witness in the earth.
A living witness. Hallelujah.
I look through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. I need a living witness in the earth that will give me first, even in persecution, even in rejection. Oh, you've been set up.
Yes. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Be that example. Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, God.
Hallelujah. 144:15 this morning. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
We bless the work for the fathers. Amen. So let's pray the fathers. Amen. No matter where they're at, let's begin to lift up all fathers. Amen. All over the earth. Begin to pray for them. Amen. Begin to pray that God bless them or that Father open up their heart. Amen. Amen. For their families and even those fathers that are standing strong, holding on in their families. Amen. All fathers ain't bad. Hello.
Amen.
It's going to make it look like it's all. The black man, they want to make it look like all our black men are bad, but the devil is a liar. Our father's not bad.
Amen.
That's still a men of God that are being men of God. Hello, somebody. God has a men of God in the church house, taking care of their wives, taking care of their children, living holy.
Amen.
Amen.
My God. Psalms 144:15 says what? Happy is that people that is such in such a case. Ye happy is the people whose trust is in the Lord. Amen. So our happiness this morning is in trusting God. Hallelujah. No matter who walked out on you, who left you, my God, who got away with it. But the Lord of God said this morning, happy is the people who trust in God. Hallelujah. So as you sing this morning, as you give praise and give God glory, hallelujah, your happiness is a state of mind. The word of God tells us what? Happy is the people who trust us in God. My God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Are you receiving it this morning? Hallelujah. So we bless the Father. We bless the Lord for the fathers, amen, that are out there standing strong, for the families that are yet holding on, amen, yet believing God. For the word of God tells us today, happy is the people who trust the Lord. So we thank you that we thank the Lord this morning that we are happy in Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody open your mouth. Say, I'm happy in Jesus.
I'm happy in Jesus.
Hallelujah. Happy is the people who what? trusted in God. Happy is the people who God is Lord. Hallelujah. So we can say, Lord, I am happy in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is this. Great is he that's in me, that he that's in the world, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me this morning. Happy is the people this morning who trust in the Lord. I can say happy is the people.
Happy is the
who trust is in man. Hallelujah. See, man got a way of disappointing us. When we put our trust all in what the man meaning woman and what? Man. Not just him, but what people. Happy is the man. Happy is the woman. Happy are them that what trust in the Lord. Who Lord is their God. Hallelujah. So we can't put our trust in man. We can't put our trust in woman. But the word of God tells us, my happy is the people that trust in what the Lord their God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Happiness comes for what? Trusting in God.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't talking to me. Trust in the Lord this morning with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding this morning. And all thy ways acknowledge the Lord. And he shall direct your pathway this morning. All because God is in control of this. Now, he got a plan for your life. According to Jeremiah 29, follow the plan that I have for you. Oh, my God. The enemy may claim that you one way, but according to Deuteronomy 28, all the enemy shall come at you one way, but the Lord said they shall flee seven ways. My God, this morning. I feel the presence of the Lord in this house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now we can go back to Colossians 3:16. I begin to pray this before our families. Pray this over our families. Pray this over our fathers this morning. Pray this over the mothers. Pray this over our children. What are we praying? We're praying that the word of God would dwell in them richly. The word of God would dwell in them what? Richly in all wisdom. So we're praying that the word of God dwell richly in the heart of fathers. We're praying that the word of God dwell richly in the heart of mothers. We're praying that the word of God would dwell richly in our children. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah.
Thank
we're praying huh, that they are led by the Spirit of God this morning. Huh? The Spirit of God leads our fathers. Huh? The Spirit of God leads our mothers. Huh? The Spirit of God leads our children. Huh? The hand of the Lord rests upon them now, my God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
So that's our prayer.
Huh?
We're going to be praying, hallelujah, that the Spirit of God dwells in our fathers. Huh? The Spirit of God dwells in our children. Huh? The Spirit of God dwells in our mothers. Huh?
Thank you, God.
Oh, my
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah this morning.
Thank
we're going to be
God.
Praying
hallelujah.
For these families. Huh? What are we praying for families for? We're praying
yes,
according to Colossians 3:16. We're praying the word of God. Let the word of God dwell
God.
In you richly in wisdom. Huh? So we're praying for fathers all over our country that the word of God would dwell in their hearts richly.
Yes. Hallelujah. The word
hallelujah.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're praying that the Spirit of God would dwell in their hearts richly.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
They will begin to give God what praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Psalms.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory
yeah.
to God. We can't do this alone, saints. This is too much,
amen.
We need the Spirit of God. We need God's grace. Amen. Fathers need God's grace and mercy. They need his direction. So we're praying for these fathers that the Spirit of God would dwell in their heart. We're praying for mothers that the Word of God would dwell in them. Hallelujah. We're praying for children that the Spirit of God would dwell in their hearts richly, that the Word of God would dwell in their hearts. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many people by this word this morning? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And if I can take it a little farther, I'm pressing you. Let's go a little bit farther. Go to Ephesians, amen, 1:18. Amen. We're praying over fathers. We're praying over families. Amen. We're praying over our children this morning. We can't just be praying, Lord, bless them and no more. My foe and no more. It's time out for that thing. It's time to labor before God for our children. It's time to labor before God for marriages and home. The enemy's after the marriages. Amen? He's after the fathers to walk out. But the devil is a liar. We suffer every abandonment spirit out of our bloodline. Under the host. You ought to repeat after me. Say, I sever. Every spirit of abandonment.
Every spirit of abandonment.
On the mother's side.
On the mother's
on the
side.
And the father's side.
And the father's
side.
Off of my life.
Off of my life.
And my children's life.
And my children's life.
Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
So we have to go in the spirit realm and sever that spirit of abandonment. Amen. People ain't just walking out this evening on their family. Mothers, it used to be fathers walking out. Now you hear mothers walking out, leaving all the children. Amen. But that's a spirit. Amen. That's a spirit of abandonment. But we have to go in the realm of the spirit and sever that spirit of abandonment over the mother's, on my mother's side, on my father's side. Going back three or four generations, I sever everyone that walked out and left. I come against it through the blood of Jesus. It will not carry down in my seed. It will not go down in my life. Huh? Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a spirit. Somebody say it's a spirit called abandonment.
It's a spirit called abandonment.
Amen. It's a spirit called abandonment. While fathers just can get up and walk and leave 10 children.
That's
a spirit that's on him. Why? Because if I bet that we search to this bloodline, somebody walked out on their children and their grandfather walked out on them. But we sever that. No longer will we be ignorant to that spirit, but we identify and begin to sever it out of the bloodline that my seed will not abandon their folks. They will not abandon their children. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We will not abandon
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
So what are we to be praying over these fathers? According to Ephesians 3:17, what are we going to be praying? That the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord, may give unto them what? Amen. We're praying for these fathers that God will give them the spirit of wisdom and the revelation knowledge of him, that their eyes and their understanding will be enlightened, that God will show them how to provide for their families, that the Lord will show them how to lead them to a good job. Amen. How to seek out education. Amen.
Amen.
And they will know what is the hope of calling and what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches and glory of his inheritance to the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us. Amen.
According to his mighty power.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we're praying that this morning over our children, over our fathers. Amen. We're praying that the word of God will dwell in their hearts. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And of course, Ephesians 3:16, that God will that God will grant unto them according to the richness of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in his inner man. So we're praying for fathers that the spirit of God will dwell in their inner man, in their hearts. That the spirit of God, according to 3:17, that Christ may dwell in them. Hallelujah, in their hearts by faith. And then their fathers will be grounded and rooted in love. Hallelujah. So we're praying that the fathers be rooted and grounded in love. Hallelujah. Amen. They will love their wives, the Christ of the church. Yes. They will love their children. They will not abandon folks. Glory be to God. We're praying over mothers in this land that they will be rooted and grounded in love. Hallelujah, that the Spirit of God dwells in them, because when the Spirit of God dwells in them, and that he will enable them.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Take on every challenge, amen, and not abandon hope. He will enable them to walk in love and be those fathers. How many know we couldn't be good parents if we didn't have God?
Amen.
Yes.
I could not be an effective parent if I didn't have God in my life. I'd be a shipwreck. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So we're praying if the Spirit of God dwells in our heart, then the families will be able to walk in love and walk in forgiveness. Mothers will be able to forgive fathers, and fathers will be able to forgive mothers, and they will be able to walk in love and unity. And if the fathers and mothers are walking in love and unity, then we can have productive children that are walking in love and unity. Amen. Because the children can see that the mother forgives the father and the father forgives the mother, and then they see forgiveness in the home, then they can walk in forgiveness in their lives. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So we're praying. It's a reason that the Lord put the scripture this way. It's a reason that he's telling us to be that example, to walk in love in our homes, to walk in love with family members. Amen. Still, he said, I've given you the spirit of love. One thing the devil don't have, saints, the devil does not have the spirit of love. God gave you something that the devil don't have. God gave you the ability to forgive. Hallelujah. Yes. He gave you a will to forgive. Satan don't have that. Hello, somebody. He can't walk in love. But God built you. Amen. And he designed you in such a way that he enables you to love. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He enables you to forgive. He gave you something that he said the devil don't have. And that is because the love ain't in the devil. The love is not of the devil. He's the father of lies. He's the father of destruction. So he wants us to operate in lies. He wants us to operate in sin. Well, I tell you this morning, when you see that spirit operating, you ought to call it out. Say, the devil is a liar. I will not walk in deceit. I will not walk in deception. Hallelujah. I will walk in truth. What is true? Truth is the word of God. Hello, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We got to begin to pray over these husbands and wives and children.
Yes.
Amen. The family. The enemy is after our family, saints. He's after our families. Amen. And the number one thing that he's using against the family is unforgiveness.
I said again,
the number one thing the enemy is using against family members is unforgiveness. Spit it out this morning and say, I choose to forgive. Say, you will not rob me of my right to forgive. You will not rob me of my right. Open your mouth this morning and say, Satan.
Satan.
You will not rob me of my right to forgive.
Satan, you will not rob me of my right to forgive.
I choose to forgive this morning.
I choose to forgive.
My children.
In Jesus' name, I walk in love.
I walk in love.
The Spirit of God dwells in my heart.
The Spirit of God dwells in my heart.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen, saints. So we can walk. You have that power this morning. The Spirit of God dwells in you. He enables you to forgive this morning. Hallelujah. He enables you to forgive this morning those fathers. He enables you to forgive those mothers. He enables us to forgive our children. We walk in love. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Spirit of God dwells in our heart, and he enables us to forgive, and he enables us to pray over our families. Hallelujah. Pray over those husbands. Pray that we begin to see fathers come back in our families and line up according to the word of God.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Well, God enables us to forgive this morning. We can't do it on our own this morning. And I know some of it's impossible. You don't know what I went through. You don't know what they did to me. No, I don't know, but I know a God that does. And he's able to heal all hurts. He's able to heal all pain. Hallelujah, no matter what it is. Hallelujah, but I say to you this morning, turn it over to the Lord. Amen, give it to the Lord. Cast your cares upon the Lord this morning. For he is able, he's able to carry more than we could ever carry. All he's looking for us to say is, I yield this morning. God, I let go this morning. God, I want to be who you calling me to be. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you got a plan for me.
Hallelujah.
It is the enemy that don't want you to walk in the fulfillment of the plan that God has for you. He built you to take it. He built you. Hallelujah. He built you to forgive. Amen. And he gave you something that the devil don't have. He gave you the ability to love this morning. And you are don't let the enemy steal your ability to forgive your loved ones. Don't let the enemy steal or rob you of your right to walk in love. Oh, my God. You understand? I will not let the enemy
steal my right.
To walk in love.
I will not allow the enemy
to rob me of my right.
To walk in love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Open your mouth, say, I choose to do it.
I choose to do it.
open your mouth this morning and say, I choose to do it.
I choose to walk in love.
I choose to forgive.
I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive.
Amen.
Amen.
So I pray today, saints, that the word of God, amen, have touched your heart. Amen.
Yes.
And that you begin to walk in love. And we can begin to pray for these fathers. Amen. And come against
yes.
that through. Abandonment, that the fathers will not find it easy, amen, of abandoning their post. Mothers will not find it easy of abandoning their post. But God will strengthen them and enable them to stand in spite of what they're going through. Amen, that we cover fathers today, amen, and even cover fathers that are incarcerated. Just because they're incarcerated, they don't stop being fathers.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we over their lives, amen, that God will, even somehow in that situation, that God will mend the bridges. He will mend the bridges, amen. He will mend the bridges. He will bless them. He will bring those families back together somehow, some way. We pray over those fathers that are incarcerated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
How many were blessed by the word of God this morning?
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I have people on live, so you can speak. If you are blessed by the word, just say so. Anybody want to
amen? Amen.
Yes.
I was blessed by the word. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes.
It is the word of God, women and men of God. It's the word of God that's going to take us through. And the enemy don't want us to forgive. He don't want to forgive us to forgive those that have walked out on us, those that have left us. Maybe your father walked out. Maybe you don't even know who he is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe walked out, fathers walked out on your children. Amen. But some of that stuff was just a generational curse. Something walked away because somebody walked out of their life. They took the spirit of abandonment on their bloodline. And when you look at it, their father left them, and then their father left them, and their father left them, but nobody knew it was a curse. But I come to tell you this morning, that's a generational curse of abandonment. Hello? And it is our job as a believer to go in that bloodline and begin to pray and tell for every generational curse. Hello, somebody?
Amen.
When we begin to look in the bloodlines, when I begin to examine bloodlines, and I begin to see where your father walked out, and then what happened to his father? His father walked out and left nine, and went over there and started a whole other tribe. And then when you look at that father, and then that father left another four, and then went up and left and got another family. Hey, my God, nothing but a generation of curse of abandonment going from generation to generation. But the Spirit of God has given us the power this morning to begin to sell a generation of curses over our fathers, sell a generation of curses over our mothers. That it will not go down into our seed. It will not go down into our seed. That the spirit of divorce will not go out in our generation. Oh, will we still hang in the blood of Jesus? Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
It's our job as the believers, as the intercessors, to begin to go in and pray over our families, begin to go in and sever those curses, to begin to go in and pluck it up and root it out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if we really, really got down to it, and we really, really began to examine fathers, and began to look at who they had as an example, and then we go back and look at who their father had as an example, we'll really see that it's been a curse on that bloodline. Hello.
Amen.
So we are the intercessors. It's our job to go in and pray. Hallelujah. Severing that curse of abandonment over these fathers. Covering that curse, hallelujah, of untimely death of our fathers. And not only that, and I'm going to just hit it in the eye with a big one, severing the curse of incarceration of our fathers.
Yes.
Hello. So many times, I'm, as a probation officer, I worked 24 years with the Department of Corrections, and I would have children, I would have people, adults sit before me. And one young man in particular, handsome young man, had scholarships all over Florida, all outside the state. Not only was he handsome in stature and looks, amen, he was athletic, amen. He had modeling contracts, hello somebody, handsome, nice, pretty skin, brown skin young man, had everything going for him. got in trouble with the law. And I asked him one day, I said, well, where is your father in prison? I said, well, when did he go to prison? Oh, he went to prison when I was about one. I said, well, how did that make you feel that your father was in prison all your life? I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But do you not know that generational curse went down into him? No matter what we did to try to give this young man breaks after breaks after breaks, he did not stop until he was 5 years Florida State prison, threw away every contract, they literally was giving him the scholarship, literally giving him modeling contracts, literally had money just dripping off trees, just halfway through right. Do you not know he forfeited every one until he got what he was looking for, a six-digit DOC number in the state of Florida 5 years? And I asked him, I said, young man, how many children you have? He said, I have three. I said, do you want them to experience the same thing that you experienced? He just shrugged his shoulders.
Oh, my God.
His father went to prison all his life, and here he came up as a child despising that and walked right out of high school into a prison, though.
My God.
That's a curse.
Yeah.
And if we don't watch it, that same three young people that he had, they'll grow up and do the same thing until somebody in that bloodline begin to pray and root that thing out. That is the curse of incarceration over our children. Amen. And where did they get it from? They got it from the fathers. And where did their father got it from? Got it from their father. Or in the bloodline. Nothing but a bunch of incarcerated people. But I say today it's a spirit, and we have the power to go in prayer and bust it up in Jesus' name. Y'all ain't talking to me this morning. Amen. We got the power to go in. Amen. When we see things happen from generation to generation, amen, spirit of incarceration of our male seed, it is our job, men and women of God, to begin to pray and sever that spirit that's after our male seed to put him in jail. Hallelujah. Every seed that come in my family, every time they bring me a baby, I put a cross on his head and I touch their hand and I see and I say no shepherd will ever go your 3 feet through the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Only time you will go into the jailhouse is to preach the word of God by the work. You will not ever be incarcerated in chains. Hold my son, the Lord. It is our job in a sacrifice to begin to go in the world of spirit and begin to pray over our feet, pray over our male feet. They will not go in chains. They will not be led away in shackles. All but the spirit of God will dwell over them. That the spirit of God will lead them. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So we're seeing that spirit of incarceration over our male seed. The enemy's after seed. You know, let me tell you why he's after the male seed this morning. I'm a little bit off my topic, but I'm going there. He's after our male seed because the male seed has the ability. They have the sperm for reproduction. They have the sperm. Hello? So he's after our male seed. Amen? He's after the male of our of our bloodline. Hello, somebody?
Yes.
So it is our job to begin to pray for the male seed in our bloodline, that they will be what? Preserved. They will be kept. Amen. They will be mighty men of valor. Severing generational curses off of them of incarceration. Severing generational curses off of them of abandonment. It is our job, men and women of God, to pray for our seed. Amen. That they will be mighty men and women of God led by the Spirit of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. That the Spirit of God lead them. That the Spirit of God dwells in them. That the Spirit of God guides them. That the Spirit of God help somebody.
Amen.
It's our job. As the intercessors, we are the believers, and it is our job to go in the realm of the Spirit and begin to pray over our seed, pray over our male seed, pray over our sons. I pray that the Spirit of God rest upon him, and not only pray, but pray that when even God give him a wife, a godly wife, it is our job to pray over our sons, even the type of wife that they get. Hello, somebody. God will give them a godly wife, a wife that will love them and love their children. Hallelujah. Don't just sit up and let your son just, you know, just pray them and pray to their very desires. It is our job to pray over our family things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray over the males. Amen. Pray over our daughters. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That the Spirit of God will lead them and dwell in them. But the enemy is after our male seed. So we have learned tools today and nuggets today to begin to pray and sever those and sever that spirit of abandonment. Amen. Fathers just didn't grow up to abandon their children. More than likely, when you look in their bloodline, somebody abandoned them, and then somebody abandoned them, and somebody abandoned their granddaddy, and somebody walked out and started a whole other tribe over in New York. Amen. Left from Florida and went to New York and started a whole other generation. Y'all ain't talking to me. That's what just don't happen. That's called a C-U-R-S-E curse.
Yes. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I know I've said a lot today. But I pray that somehow, some way, the word that I spoke this morning have encouraged your heart. Come on, let me hear from you this morning. Amen. God bless you. So good. How the word of God bless you this morning?
All right, you guys. I got you on mute. Just about everybody's on unmute. So speak.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good. Good. Got a little toothache, but thank the Lord anyway. But I'm not blessed by the word because I didn't realize that was going on about the generational curse. When she said starting another family, I was a baby when my mama divorced my father. And now some things happen. I want my son to come back home. And I didn't realize that was a generation curse from him leaving us and starting another family, you know.
Yeah,
uh-huh. You know, she just wasn't having it. So anyway, but you know, with the things that I'm going with now with my son, because I want him to come home, but the enemy is trying to keep him out. And when you're talking about that, that he's after the male seed, he's called to preach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amen. So he's called to preach, and the enemy is trying to keep him out there by himself.
Uh-huh.
When he needs to come on home.
Yeah.
Know? Come on home and trying to deceive him, saying other people, you know, are for him. But really, he just need to come home, you know.
Yes.
God didn't get back in place. Because the word is blessed. I just thank God for the word. And we said, happy are ye that trust in the Lord. And that's all they know. That's all I know is Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I come out of family preachers. That's all we know. All we know is Jesus. And now the enemy trying to show him another way that's not of God. So they think it's God, but it's not God.
Yes.
So it make it sound like we're the enemy, and we're not the enemy. So I just thank God for that word. So be praying
Amen. For What's my... his name? We're going to pray for him now. What's his name?
His name Andrew. Andrew John Holman, Jr.
Amen. Father, we lift up Andrew to you this morning, Lord God. I thank you as his mother has brought him before us today, Lord God. We lift him up for you, God. We ask today, God, that your hand rest upon him now, Lord God. Now, Father, we sever every generational curse over Andrew's life. We're going to get the spirit of incarceration. We're going to get the spirit of abandonment over his life. We sever it through the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, that transform generation every outlaw spirit. We can't find a sign now. Let's do a sign over his life. And I lose that spirit of God. Begin to dwell in him, Richard. Oh, God, begin to draw him out of the street. Begin to draw him where he's at, God. Begin to draw him out of you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the fix up in his mouth, God. Oh, let the word of God begin to draw him, God. For your word say no man cometh unto you this morning. Unless you draw him, not for as you, Lord God. Oh, God, draw unto you, Lord God. Oh, God, put a love in your heart for his family. Put a love in your heart for his mother, Lord God. Oh, God, turn him around. We release your hand upon him. We release the spirit of God upon him now. Now, Father, we sever every ungodly relationship, everything that was trying to hold God down here from you. I sever everything and anyone, Lord God. They brought that influence in him. I'm going to get to do the blood of Jesus. And God, now turn him around. Up to his feet, oh God. In the past and in that direction, he shall go. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for mending his heart, God. Oh God, we loose him. The spirit of love in him, the spirit of forgiveness, open up his heart to you, Lord God, even more, God. Open up his heart for you, Lord God. You turn that heart of stone to a heart of flesh this morning, Lord God. Let him know that his life is not his own, God, but that you have called him this day, Lord God. And we lose your anointing upon this family. Bless this mama, Lord God. Oh, that's just a home, God. Hey, come on, I'm a most, God. That's a home for a life, oh, God. Let him get really well doing, Lord God. Oh, Father, bless her now, God. Oh, God, we pray over her life, over her family life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Word about
God, we bless the Lord. Anybody
else?
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let me hear from somebody else this morning.
Okay. This is Nancy.
Good morning, Nancy.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that word. Oh, Lord.
My father was killed when I was 2. My daughter's father was killed when she was 18 months. My brother was killed when his children were young. And I realized, yes, indeed, this is a generational curse. My daughter's 19, and I pray that that generational curse is broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sam, who got killed? Your daughter's father got killed. How old she was?
My father was killed when I was 2. Her father was killed when he was 18 months.
My God. Oh, God, we pray over Sister Nancy now, God. We sever the spirit of murder, oh, God, and spirit of murder of the male seed of the fathers in their bloodline going back 3 and 4 generations. We sever it off of our daughter. We sever it off of Sister Nancy, oh, God, and her family going back 3 and 4 generations on the mother and father side in the bloodline. We sever that spirit of murder of male seed. A spirit of murder that holds in that bloodline. I sever it through the blood of Jesus. And we lose the anointing of God. Oh, God, I lose the anointing of God. Oh, God, for men and ministry say that are preserved in the house of God. Men that will remain faithful and committed in their families. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, huh? Oh, God, we praise you for Sister Nancy Fenton. I praise you for her feet, Lord God. Thank you for the family, God, of unity, love, huh? Thank you, Lord God. I sever the spirit of divorce in her bloodline, God. Oh, God, it would not be passed down in her children's life. Oh, God, we sever it off our life. All that 3 or 4 generations, oh, God. And we lose the anointing of God in that family. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We lose the anointing of God. We lose men that will remain. Hallelujah. That will remain in the household of faith. The enemy will not suffer who is out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is Pastor Lee.
Come on, someone else.
This is Pastor Lee.
Pastor Lee.
I'd like to thank God for it this morning. It has really opened my eyes to things that I hadn't paid any attention to before. My son abandoned his family. His father abandoned us when he was 2. And his father's father abandoned his mother. And this father being abandoned from their children. I just thank God that now I know how to pray, and I like to ask for prayer this morning that when Claude returns that he doesn't abandon his children anymore, that this curse be broken, that it doesn't pass down to his 4 sons and his daughter.
Amen.
I thank God for you this morning, Apostle.
Amen. Father, we lift up Pastor Lee to you. We lift up our son, oh God, Carl Roberts this morning, oh God. We sever every generational curse of abandonment over his life. Oh, going back 3 and 4 generations on the mother and father's side. You spirit of abandonment of your family. We curse you. We find you out. We cancel it now. They show a sign through the blood of God. We lose the spirit of God in this family, in this bloodline, over his children. We resist the plan of the enemy. We say the spirit will not go down in the bloodline in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now you open up that father's heart. Call Robert's heart, God. Give him a love for his family. Give him a passion for his family, God. Return him home, oh God, to be the man of God that you're calling him to be. Open up his heart for his mother. Open up his heart for his children, oh God. Call him in faith, sanctify, fill with the Holy Ghost and the mighty burning fire. Give him a mind to live right and a mind to live well. We lose the Holy Ghost to arrest him and feed him under the power of God. Give him no rest until he serves you, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, oh God, we pray over his life. We pray deliverance, Oh God, we sever every unclean thing that's not like you, We sever every unclean thing that was not like you, Lord God. All his life, oh God, for you claim Jeremiah 29:11. You got a plan for his life, Lord God. Now let him live, God. Oh God, begin to walk the plan that you have for him. No more. His will, but your will be for Carl Roberts' life. And we lose here, nothing about over him. Sever every unclean thing, every abiding relationship, anything that would draw him from you, Lord God. Draw him to you now, God. Draw him back home to his children, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, give him a love for his children, God. Give him a love to do right. Open up his heart, his mind, his spirit towards his children, Lord God. Turn that heart of stone to a heart of flesh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Oh, God.
On live.
Oh, God, we bless you. Hey, God, we thank you. I know. Thank you for deliverance on this line, God. He who has gone and set Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless you this morning, Lord. We bless you this morning. We give you praise for the life on this line. We give you praise for breakthroughs on this line, Lord. Let it be over, God. We thank you for the deliverance on this land, Lord. Oh, God, set us free in our mind. Set us free in our spirit this morning. Set others free, God. Set mothers free this morning. Set children free, Lord God. We are free, Lord God. Praise God, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, God, we bless you this morning, God. Spirit of the living God, move on this line. Spirit of the living God, move this morning, God. Spirit of God, move. Spirit of God, move. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. We bless you for the breakthroughs. Breakthroughs. Say a miracle. Breakthroughs this morning, God. We praise you for the breakthroughs on this line. Oh, spiritual breakthroughs. Physical breakthroughs. Psychological breakthroughs. Mental breakthroughs. Oh, God, we say breakthrough. Oh, God, we bless you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we bless you this morning. God, we love you this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yeah, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah, God, hallelujah, yeah, God. Oh, God, we bless the Lord this morning. Oh, God, yeah, na 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 Messiah. Oh, Lord, yeah, na 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 Messiah. Oh, God, we bless this morning.
Teresa.
Yes,
Teresa. I like to lift up. Metal, alcohol, his father, his father's mother, and all through the family, alcohol. It just seems like he can't kick that. It's a bad. It's he's burdened with alcoholism. I know he said he's gonna stop, but it just happened, and he flew around with the wrong company. It lifts up Meryl. My time.
Okay.
I didn't quite hear it, Sister T. What did she say?
Okay. Mariba, has he been in prison before?
Meryl? Oh, yes. It seems like all his life he's been in and out of prison. Alcoholism.
Okay.
Yes.
So she. And what's your grandson's name that's in prison, Mariba?
Jamal.
Yeah. Okay, so, Apostle, she has... A grandson in prison and a son who has been back and forth in prison most of his life, and she's asking for the spirit of alcohol to be broken off of him.
Amen. Father, we lift up this father and son, this mother and grandmother and father and son, this generation to you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, whatever we come repenting of the sins of the four parents, going back three and four generations in this bloodline, God. And we sever, Lord God, every demonic spirit of incarceration that has been linked in his bloodline. We cast it in a big town, and we feel that spirit of alcohol, that spirit of addiction that's resting in that family, that's resting upon that bloodline. We come against it through the blood of Jesus, and we cast it out over our bloodline now, God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that they don't mean that father and that son, God, mend that relationship, Lord God. Oh, God, we cast out alcohol. We cast out the spirit of addiction, the spirit of hurt, the spirit of pain. We cast you out the spirit of unforgiveness in that bloodline. Going back three and four generations, Lord God, and we lose that spirit of love. We lose the spirit of forgiveness. We lose the anointing of God. We say today that the spirit of God dwells in her grandson's heart. The spirit of God dwells in her and her son's heart, Lord God. The spirit of unforgiveness, we cast it out. The spirit of addiction, oh, God, that spirit that has them bound in captivity. We cast you out and command you to loose your soul, your strong will of addiction. We cast you out, you spirit of alcohol. We cast you out in a pit, and we loose that spirit of God. We loose that spirit of God that dwells in that father's heart, that dwells in that son's heart. Lord God, we turn it around, Lord God. You open that spirit of love, oh God. We smell that spirit of addiction and alcohol and incarceration over that male seed and that bloodline. We through the blood of Jesus, and we lose
amen.
The anointing of God.
Amen, amen.
somebody else.
Call them and put them on the right place.
Apostle.
Yes.
Yes. Karen Williams. Hallelujah. She wants prayer for her, and her family of alcoholism.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for her this morning.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Williams, God, to you, God. Father, show that one to be strong and mighty this morning. We sever that spirit of alcohol in that bloodline over that 3 and 4 generations. We repair the sins of the forefathers. 3 and 4 generations in that bloodline, Lord God, of alcoholism and addiction and incarceration. We cast it out now over her, her feet, her seed, into us, God. And we lose your anointing of deliverance. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we lose that spirit of God, the dwell of our heart, the dwell of our family's heart, oh God. We lose your anointing. We sever every addiction, every habit. We cast you out. We cast you out. We command you to go. You have no right to that bloodline. We plead the blood of Jesus. Lose those male seeds. Lose them now. Oh God, let the spirit of God dwell in our hearts, oh God. Oh God, we superimpose the word of God for Sister Williams. We shall live and not die. And declare the name of Jesus, God. I lose supernatural hearing. I lose strength into her mind. Her spirit, her body. Let her now, God. I come for the spirit of death. I come to death. Lose her hope. I lose life. The spirit of God upon her now. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we give you praise for the breakthrough.
Yes.
in the name of Jesus, we lift up Frank Hart and his son this morning, God. I thank you for this man of God. Thank you how you're sending him, God. We lose your anointing of strength, God, of perseverance over his life. We lose the blessings of the Lord upon him that add rich and bring no sorrow. We sever every inch that plans of the enemy over his life, over his seed life. We lose your anointing over this father and son, Lord God. Open up their hearts, Lord God, this morning, that the Spirit of God would dwell richly in them, bind them in love. Oh, God, we praise you for this man of God. We speak long life, prosperous life unto him, healing in his body, his mind, his soul, and his spirit this morning. We speak the blessings of the Lord over on Frank this morning. The blessings of the Lord that add rich unto him and bring no sorrow. Oh, God, show your hand to be mighty and strong in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Amen. I mean, Frank has really been, you know, like a father to me. My father passed away, you know, when I was in my 40s, but I lived with Frank for about 5 years. I graduated high school in Ohio, and I tell you, he's still very supportive of me. He's just like a dad, so I thank God
for him.
Amen. And you know what? I honor all fathers this morning. I send blessings to all the fathers, and I decree and declare all generational curses are broken off of this father's life in Jesus' name. Anybody else? Anybody else? We got about 15 more minutes or so. Anybody else?
Amen. We know that the word of God has blessed you this morning, because when God sends me in to speak a word, he doesn't send me just to speak a word. It's a word because it pricked your heart this morning. And I know that revelation came forth as you were sitting here listening. I know that the word of God dwelt in your heart, and God has allowed you to examine your family. Amen. Because he wants you to be free. It's not the will of God that we walk around and be in bondage and our children in bondage and that they're leaving their families and that spirit of addiction. That's not the will of God for our lives. And I know the word of God touched you this morning, so we just thank the Lord. Amen. Anyone else would like to share this morning how the word of God has blessed you?
Well, I tell you, it really blessed me. I thank God, you know, for the word this morning. It was awesome. It was beyond my, I didn't even really have an expectation, but it was beyond what I ever dreamed of. So,
amen.
You ministering to every one of us. I thank God that, you know, even though it was short notice, that God used you mightily today to bless every person. We had at least 12 or more people on here. So I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for you. What a word. What a word. What a word. I tell y'all, she's an awesome, mighty woman of God. She walked in me as apostolic calling. And I tell you what, that's one of the highest callings. Woo, so I thank the Lord for the word that went forth. We got Miss Ludell on from Appling, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning. I just want to say good morning to each and everyone and thank God for this day. And I enjoyed the part that I heard a little bit late, but I'm kind of like the other lady. You know, I hadn't thought about all that, but all that's in the Bible. So, you know, it's good to always hear whatever God done already written down for us. So I enjoyed the prayer. I enjoyed everything.
Amen.
Everything. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Ms. Ludell. She's our youngest person on here. She's headed towards the 93-year-old mark. She's 92-plus. Thank you, Ms.
Hey,
right.
Right.
Thank God.
Amen.
For everything, you know. Thank God that, you know, as I live from one year to another one, each day that man set aside these Father's Days and Mother's Day, but, you know, if you got children or ain't children, you still a father every day, because it's always something that you are having to do every day, not on a yearly base, but a daily base. You a mother, you a father, each one of those days, and I thank the speaker for bringing out the message that she brought out to her. I never think I've heard exactly that way. I'll put it like that. But we never learn too much, and it's not never too old to learn.
Amen.
So I did learn something this morning myself, minister, you know, from you. And I thank God that he able me to be able to hear it.
Yes.
You just keep on, keep up the good work. God is still dealing with you, and he's going to continue to be with you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
All right.
Amen. Anybody else? You still on live?
Yes, my granddaughter. She's practicing homosexuality. And then I have another granddaughter. She's practicing too. I know it's a curse. But like, for that curse to be broken. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And what are your granddaughter's names?
Martina, and the other one is Brown. Her name is Brown.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Martina and Brown to you, Lord God. We pray over this woman of God that's on this line that have brought, amen, this petition to us this morning, this Father. We pray, God, over this family. We sever the generational curse of homosexuality in that bloodline of lesbianism. They got the spirit of immorality, the spirit of perversion. We come against it going back 3 and 4 generations in the bloodline on the mother and father side, God. We sever the demonic spirit, oh God, and we loose your anointing upon Martina's heart, upon Braun's heart, God. Begin to draw them, Lord God. Shed light to the hidden things of darkness, Lord God. Oh, by the Spirit of God, dwell in their hearts with you. We pray for deliverance. We pray for salvation, Lord God, over their lives. Send somebody to begin to go in and witness to them, Lord God. Begin to draw them out. You say, no man cometh unto you unless you draw them. Now, you draw them out of every form of perversion, Lord God, of sexual immorality, Lord God. You draw them out. Let the love of God invade their minds, their soul, and spirit, Lord God. Let the Spirit of God convict and convince them, Lord God. Turn them around, Lord God. Send people in that will witness to them the goodness of the gospel. Prick their heart. Turn those heart of stone to heart of flesh, God. Let them run to you, Lord God. Oh, God, we settle the plans of the enemy over Martina's life, over Brown's life, Lord God. And we loose your anointing, Lord God. We loose your anointing to draw them. Draw them out of sin. Draw them out of darkness, Lord God. Oh, God, turn around, Lord God. Oh, God, let their word dwell in their hearts, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And we speak the blessings of the Lord upon this family. I sever every demonic spirit that will try to attach itself to this bloodline. And we loose your anointing, God. Show your hand to be mighty. We loose the consuming fire of God to burn up everything that's not like you in this bloodline. Consuming fire of God to burn up everything that's not like you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Come on, anyone else would like to share this morning how the word of God has blessed them?
Already. I already spoke once, but I wanted to ask for prayer for my nieces too. They that's been a homosexuality and sin. All of them were raised up in church. Just a prayer for them and pray for my sister. But their names are Audrey and Yolanda.
And you want me to pray that they're in a homosexual lifestyle?
Yes.
And what we have to do when we're, you know, so I can hit it with everyone, what we have to do, see, we don't know what God says that he will visit their sins of iniquity. He will visit the sins of iniquity of them that hate him going back 3 and 4 generations. So what we have to do when we're praying for, let's go to Exodus. Do I have a minute? Just give me 3 minutes, Sister G. Let me just teach this real quick so everyone will know how to pray against this.
Okay.
Exodus 20 and 25.
Exodus 20 and 25.
I think that's 20. I think it's. No. Is it Exodus 20? I want to go generate. It's Exodus 20 and 5. I think it's 20 and 5.
Okay.
And it says, you shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children to the 3rd and 4th generations of those who hate me. Okay, I'm going to go back. I'm going to start at 20 and 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other God before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the heaven beneath, earth and earth beneath, or that in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. And that word that hate me means sin against me. Amen. So it's saying there that the sins of iniquities, when you sin against God, it go back how many generations? 3 and 4 generations. He said, I will visit iniquity. And what made, I was teaching this on the prayer line, and one of my precious mothers, she said, Apostle, I didn't realize this. She said, you know, she said, my mother was that way. You know, that her mother was a lesbian. And she says, it skipped me. It skipped my generation. She said, it skipped my children's generation. She said, but I saw that thing come and hit the third generation of my grandchildren. See, we don't know what grandma, mama, and them done did. We don't know what grandpa, papa, and them done did. They did that so long ago, but the world say he would have visited the iniquities of them that hate him, and then gone by what? 3 generations. Them that turned against him, them that hearts were turned against him. He said, I will visit the iniquities of them, what? 3 and 4 generations. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy 7 and 9. So when you're wondering why these things are happening, the word that says that, he said, I will visit the iniquities, what? 3 and 4 generations.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 7 and 9. Deuteronomy 7 and 9 says, Deuteronomy 7 and 9 says, he says, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is good, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. So he says he keeps his covenant with them 1,000 generations. So we lose the blessings of God upon our family. Without them that love him, he's releasing thousands of generations. Not just one generation, but what? He said he's loosed, he's faithful God. Covenant that he loosed, what, 1,000 generations. 1,000 generations of blessings will begin to flow in our lives when we obey the word of God. So, therefore, sin has a way of skipping generations. It has skipped one generation and then come up. When mother said that, it just opened our eyes. She said, I wasn't that way. She said, but my mother was that way. And I saw that spirit skip me, skip my children, and hit my grandchildren. It waited and hit the third generation. So therefore, when we see these iniquities and sins, we need to begin to pray and sever that spirit going back 3 and 4 generations on the mother's side and the father's side, and then begin to loose the blessings of God upon them. Amen, saints?
Amen.
You got it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the reason that that iniquity retained 3 and 4 generations, because it's just the Bible being fulfilled.
Yeah.
So therefore, now we have to pray against that. Amen?
Amen.
And you can see that, and if you really look at it, if we really examine our lives, and we begin to really, really examine other people's lives and different ones' lives, we'll begin to see that. How can you look at what family look like? You know, they blessed. They have you ever seen families where they're blessed and then all the girls met prosperous men and all the men met prosperous women and then they blessed and they had children and their children grew up and went to college and just a whole, have you ever known people like that look like? Everybody in that family got married and they just married blessed people?
Yes.
Do I know some people like that? I mean, it looked like prosperity was on that family. All the girls grew up and married prosperous men, and all the men married good women, and they bought houses and cars. It looked like they just prospered.
Yeah.
I know people like that. Why? That's the word of God being fulfilled. He said, I bless them that keep my covenant thousands of generations. Now, then you see another side, that they maybe their family grew up in poverty, had them in the projects, then their children grew up in the projects, and then their children, you know, alcoholism, spirit of incarceration, spirit of drugs, and that's what alcoholics, that's the kind.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's where it says, visiting iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. So now we as the believers now have to go in and begin to sever that curse and begin to loose the blessings of God, sever generational curses. First thing we do is we repent of the sins of our foreparents. So like I said, number one, repent of the sins of foreparents.
Repent of the sins of foreparents.
So the first thing we do when we're praying for things like this of homosexuality, generational curses of alcoholism and incarceration, the first thing we as the believers have to do is repent of the sins of the forefathers. Father, we repent of the sins of our foreparents, going back 3 and 4 generations of committing sins against you. We repent of that spirit of alcoholism. We repent of that spirit of incarceration, going back 3 and 4 generations. We repent of the sin of lesbianism, going back 3 and 4 generations. That what we know of and that we don't know of. We sever in the bloodline. We repent of the sins of our foreparents, God, for anything that they did, or by any act, any deed they did of generation, because we sever it, God. And now we lose the blood of Jesus in our bloodline. We lose your anointing. So after you, first thing we will do, we repent of the sins of our foreparents, going back 3 and 4 generations. Not only on the mother's side, but we got father and mother DNA in our blood. So we got to repent of the sins of our foreparents going back 3 and 4 generations on the mother's side and the father's side. Once we repent of those sins on the mother's side and the father's side, then we're going to lose the blessing according to Deuteronomy, according to Deuteronomy 79. So the first thing we do when we're praying against homosexuality, alcoholism, immoral spirits, we repent of the sins of the foreparents going 3 and 4 generations. Then we lose the blessing. Y'all got it this morning?
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
So according to the word, we got to repent on what grandma, they just didn't wake up and was a homosexuality. They just didn't wake up and start liking women. That was a spirit waking. Hello? When I began to watch spirits, I was watching an interview, and the young lady said, literally, I went to sleep, and I woke up liking women. She didn't go to sleep and woke up and liking women. She went to sleep and woke up and gave into it because that spirit was there. That spirit was there. You know, you touch her. Touch her and stuff. She said, stop going to kiss her. What told her to kiss her? That wasn't the spirit of her. She said, something told me to kiss her, and I kissed her. Who wasn't the spirit for her to kiss her? But I'm saying the spirit was waiting for opportunity all along because it was in the bloodline. Hello? And then that's like the children going to the store. They got money in their pocket. But some told me to take the candy. Who told you to take the candy? That was the devil. That wasn't God. See, Satan makes suggestions. And so what we as the believers, we know not to, you know, if he tell you to steal the candy, you're not a thief, so you're not going to steal the candy. But those that don't have God in them, they don't have the Holy Ghost to convict them. So when something say, do this here, and they follow that spirit, then they end up in bondage. Hello? The spirit is only there to make the suggestion to them. It's up to them to engage in it. And most of the time when the spirit makes the suggestion, if God is not right there, spirit of conviction is not there, they'll follow the suggestion. Well, I just woke up that way. No, you didn't wake up that way. The spirit suggested that you did this act and you did it. So
yeah.
If spirit was there making suggestions and then they acted upon the suggestion, they didn't wake up gay. They gave into the suggestion. Hello? Go back to Eve. Yeah. The spirit, the devil, what? He suggested to her to do that.
Yeah.
He did it, but he gave her the what? Gave her the implication. Are you getting this morning?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Satan don't take over us. He suggests to us. Now it's our job to either reject his suggestion or give in to his suggestion. And so when you see the girls and the male, the girls that are acting out on homosexuality, they didn't wake up that way. They gave into the suggestion that they were that way. So now what was giving them suggestion? It was a spirit that was laying dormant, waiting for opportunity for that bloodline. Why? Because he has legal rights to attach himself to that bloodline because it already was in the blood.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, I understand what you're saying now more better because Satan comes through ideas, suggestions, and something else, ideas, suggestions, and I forgot the third one. And you're right. He comes through with suggestions, ideas. And I can't think of the other one.
Third generation.
So that's how he gets from our generation to our generation. So you're seeing your granddaughters into this type of activity. They just didn't wake up and was that way. This stuff been going on a long time ago. We just may not have known about it. But it's been in the bloodline. But it is our job now that we are the intercessors. It is our job to break in and cut that thing up in the realm of the spirit. Begin to sever up, repent of the sins of our poor parents, three and four generations. Stuff we know about and stuff we don't know about. Hello, somebody. And begin to sever and tell that demonic spirit, you will not go down into my seed. That spirit of incarceration, you spirit of immorality, you will not go down into my family and the bloodline. The book stops here. I draw the line with the blood of Jesus. Hey, glory be to God. I draw the line with the blood. The blood of Jesus is against y'all. We cancel your assignment over our feet. We cancel your assignment over our daughters, over our granddaughters. We lose the anointing of God upon them. We lose the spirit of conviction upon them. God, you turn their heart to soldier. See, that's how we got to go in, things. We got to go in praying, coming against that spirit. See, that's a spirit. Spirits are not moved by time. We are moved by time because we have a being. We have a body. And so our bodies are, when time we are born, our bodies are forever growing and decaying, okay? Spirits are not decaying. Spirits are, they last forever. Why? Because they are spiritual beings. Hello? So they're not moved by time. They can wait three and four generations. Hello? Because they're desperate for opportunity. So now that we have the knowledge and know what's going on, now we as the believers now must take this word and begin to fight for our families, fight for our grandchildren. Why? Because that's the spirit that waited to jump into them, that waited to seduce them, that waited to pull them into that. For all you have the knowledge this morning, that now you can begin to warn the spirit for your grandchildren, warn the spirit for your children, warn the spirit for generations that's going to come in your bloodline to seek the blessings of the light, or as I seek blessings to you have the power to bless your generations that you may never see. You have the power to speak to generations in your bloodline that you may never see with your physical eye, but send the spirit of God down through the years, down through the months. Hello, somebody.
Yes. Amen.
So now, Mother, this is how you begin to pray for your grandchildren. You begin to pray the word of God in their heart. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Go to Numbers 14:18-33. Numbers 14:18-33. That'll be it this morning. 18 says what? The Lord is long-suffering, merciful, forgiving. Listen, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. He by no means clears the guilt, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of generation to the third and fourth generation. Amen.
Amen.
33 says, and your son shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years. Okay, that's not what I'm looking for. But it's just showing us that God is a merciful God. God is long-suffering. Amen. Abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. So he's long-suffering. He's willing to forgive the iniquities and transgressions. Amen. So then what we do is we pray. We pray for the forgiveness of their sins. Amen.
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 Amen. And I know it's a lot for you to take in this morning, but I just pray that the word of God has dwelt in your heart today, that it pricked and touched you and empowered you now, that you have the ability to understand how curses work and how you have the authority now as a believer to pray over your family. You have the authority now as a believer, as a child of God, that you can begin to find that generational curse that came up in your grands and your great-grands. You have the ability to say, no more, it will not go down into my seed. It will not go down in my seed. See, the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. You will not do this. Why? Because the blood of Jesus is against you. And you begin to pray. Now that you have understanding, you have the authority and you have the empowerment now to begin to pray over your family. You are not weak to that spirit. You got the power to cast it out. You don't have to sit and look at it. You go in the realm of the spirit and begin to pray for it. And begin to tell that demonic spirit, loose your hold over my granddaughter. She will love men. She will love men, and men will love her. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You have the authority as a believer to begin to pray for her heart. God, she will open up her heart for a godly man, not just any man, but a man of God. Open up her heart to be the woman of God that you're calling to her to be. Amen. She will think like a woman, act like a woman in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, God, send a man of God that will love her. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mighty woman of God. Oh, God, we release the spirit of God, the spirit of intercession upon her. You as a believer got the right to pray over your feet. God gave us the right to pray over our seed. What happens when we get tired? We can't get tired when it comes to our family, because generations got to come out of them. So we got to pray. That's what God called us to intercede and pray for our families, pray and serve them demonic spirits that's talking them down. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you.
Who has the power this morning?
We do.
We have the power.
Amen.
Yes.
We have the power. We got to execute the power that God has given us. Things. God is not going to do anything for us that we can do up for ourselves.
Yes.
Amen. He wants us.
Hello?
Oh, it's probably cutting us off. The time is getting short. Y'all there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Amen. We're still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got 6 minutes.
Just I just thank God for you, and I just give God praise and honor, and I thank you so much. I pray that you continue to have the strength, the courage, to continue to loose the bondage of people, and God will continue to make you the head and not the top, the head and not the tail, above and never beneath.
Amen.
And everything you touch will be blessed in Jesus' name. May you have long everything in the name of Jesus. And everyone that's on the radio, on this phone, will be blessed. And we all will use the power of God. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Amen. Apostle, will you close us out in prayer? Well, I look forward to hearing from you all next Saturday. Same time, it will be Joyful Praise Day. Don't forget to be obedient to God, to honor him, to do what he says. You know the first commandment, the second commandment, do it. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength, and love each other like we love ourselves. Go out and tell somebody about Jesus. Thank you, Apostle, for closing us out.
Thank you, Father.
Apostle, you still there? All right, she gone, but I'm going to say a closing prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you. We thank you for showing up mightily and the mighty work that you did for us on Bible Storyland today, oh God. And Father, we honor you as the great Father, Lord God Almighty. You are a shepherd we shall not want. You are our Father, which art in heaven. So we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Love y'all.
Amen.